talking with Mason Boley, of course, from the Young Farmers and Ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mason, let's talk a little bit about this contest today. Great group of young 4-H and FFA members. Why does YF&R invest your time into this type of an event?
It's the future, literally. These kids will be our next leaders on the state level, on the local level, and even on the national level, and we want to make sure that they have a good basis for not only production agriculture, but agriculture in general, and this contest helps encompass all of those.
I know that, you know, obviously they're looking at animals, they're trying to make decisions regarding those animals, but this is more than just judging the animals themselves. There's a lot of the skills picked up.
Most definitely. We ask questions at the end of the contest. Your traditional judging contest would do reasons. We've moved to questions to help speed the contest up and use a Scantron. They have to remember specific characteristics about different classes and things they liked about each class.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you've awarded some plaques and ribbons to some outstanding young people. A lot of them got involved here today at this contest, right?
Most definitely. With about almost 800 contestants this year, you know, we've seen substantial growth. We normally have around 600, and this year we've seen a lot of growth, and it's been really good for us. We gave away a lot of hardware, but that's not the only thing kids took away from this.
Right. Now, you know, YF&R, this is an organization, obviously, of young adults, both married and single, farmers involved with the Farm Bureau. What's the reason, in your mind, what's the value of this group as a subset of Farm Bureau?
Well, it's just like why we're here today. We're the next generation for Farm Bureau leaders, and we have to make sure that people understand the basis of why we're here, and that's basically what we're doing.
I know that, obviously, you've had some involvement with some social media efforts, and that's one of the way I know that you're able to get your message out successfully as YF&R.
Most definitely. With a lot of people being removed away from the farm nowadays, they need to understand that we're still out here producing safe products, and it's not just food doesn't just come from the grocery store. People have to actually grow that. And with social media, I feel like we've been able to connect with people, especially the consumers, a lot better through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so on and so forth.